kid. It was a movie theater.
Yeah.
So True Grit, The Odd Couple, and all those movies.
Yeah. I think Milwaukee has a couple small neighborhood theaters. Avalon, I think, is still showing
movies.
Yeah,
and they show retro movies at a lot of these theaters. The old, and they get a big, Oriental Theater.
Oh, yes,
of course. Oriental and the Downer.
The Downer.
Yeah. But they're mainly now used for, you know, specialty theaters.
Yeah.
Thank you. When's the next time you're coming in?
Next month, I'll be back with Carol. We'll talk about favorite TV shows again from the 50s and 60s. Part 3, our final one.
Okay.
And we're going to move on to something else.
Okay. Thank you, my friend. Jim is here. Always good to... And thank, we can take a picture of you with this, this thing. And then maybe we'll post it somewhere for you. Thank you, Jim. It's 8 o'clock. Local news. Timeless Hits only right here at WRJN. Let's see what's going on.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Receive Kenosha.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Biden is using the waning hours of his presidency to protect some high-profile public officials from possible prosecution under the incoming administration. Mr. Biden's issued one last round of pardons, and the names will sound familiar. Correspondent Cammie McCormick has our top story.
President Biden has pardoned Dr. Anthony Fauci, who was his chief medical advisor during the pandemic. Fauci had earlier refused to back some of Trump's unfounded claims about COVID-19. He was also blamed for mask mandates, which many Americans felt infringed on their rights. And General Mark Milley, the Joint Chiefs chairman during Trump's first administration, he later called Trump a fascist and pointed to Trump's conduct on January 6th. Trump has warned of an enemies list that included people he believes have crossed him politically or otherwise, and he's promised to punish them.
President-elect Trump attends a prayer service, then heads to the White House for tea with the Bidens before he's sworn in the Capitol Rotunda at noon Eastern. Same spot stormed by rioters on January 6th. At a rally last night, he made a promise to the American people.
We're going to give them the best first day, the biggest first week, and the most extraordinary first 100 days.
Correspondent Nancy Cordes is at the Capitol.
There will be a blizzard of executive orders to reshape government hiring and firing rules, expand offshore oil drilling, and roll back Biden-era diversity initiatives. Trump is also planning a series of immigration raids in Chicago and other U.S. cities this week.
Another priority, plans for tariffs on Canada, Mexico, and China. Bank rate analyst Mark Hamrick.
One does wonder whether he will want to use them as essentially a bargaining chip, because once they were imposed, there is not only the fear of the economic impact occurring immediately, but then, of course, retaliation on the part of those countries which are targeted.
As for TikTok, Mr. Trump says he plans to issue an executive order to save the app for U.S. users. Tech contributor Ian Schur.
It appears increasingly clear that Trump would rather a sale than a ban outright, and he's trying to push for at least half American ownership of TikTok.
Ceasefire that facilitated the freedom of three Israeli hostages is holding for now. Israeli government spokesman David Mensa.
It's a temporary ceasefire. We all want it to endure and to sustain itself.
The British teenager charged with stabbing three girls to death at a Taylor Swift-themed dance class last summer has pleaded guilty in the UK. He was also charged with possessing the poison ricin and an Al-Qaeda manual. He faces life in prison when he's sentenced this Thursday. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with the quick news update. The cold weather advisory warns of dangerous wind chills reaching 30 below. Warming centers are open. Garbage collection in Racine will be delayed tomorrow. And dangerously cold temperatures are expected to last through Wednesday. The latest is coming up in the forecast. Racine County saw a 3.5% decline in home sales in December, while other regional counties saw increases. Realtors attribute the current housing challenges to higher interest rates, fewer sellers, and limited new home construction. A 29-year-old Racine woman was quickly arrested after making a bomb threat at the Racine County Jail Friday. A Kenosha County bomb squad investigated and confirmed no explosive device was present. A Kenosha teen was freed Friday after a judge dismissed sexual assault charges in a case that gained attention. It's unique in that the judge dismissed it after a jury said guilty. The dismissal came after jurors raised concerns about the original trial's deliberations and new evidence that emerged. And the Raymond School Board is considering a $2.25 million referendum to address staffing and district needs. It comes after voters previously rejected a larger funding request in November. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The national championship tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football's championship game is tonight in Atlanta. Ohio State against Notre Dame inside the Atlanta Falcons Mercedes-Benz Dome. It's the first time in 12 years the Fighting Irish have played in the championship. The Buckeyes were there in 2020. Notre Dame, 8.5-point underdogs. Kickoff on ESPN at 6:30. The Wisconsin Badgers say freshman defensive back Xavier Lucas signed a 2-year NIL agreement early last December to remain with the Badgers for another 2 more years. Lucas has since moved on to the Miami Hurricanes, has hired lawyers to fight the dispute. NBA, the Bucks beat the 76ers, 123-109. So how did the Bucks go from a 1-6 start to the season to now winning 4 in a row?
For us, you know, at times we were focused, at times we wasn't focused. But overall, we played a good game. It doesn't matter, we won the game. You know, now it's 4 in a row. Thank you, Mr. Dan. It doesn't matter, we won the game.
That's the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be partly cloudy today, our high right around 6 above, but that wind chill will be pushing minus 15 to minus 25 here for a good chunk of the day today. Tonight, some flurries down to 9 below with a wind chill to minus 30. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 3 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 2 below zero.
The sun's rising, the coffee's burning. It wouldn't be morning without Don Rosen. WRJN.
Sledge, when a man loves a woman. 8:09 local news. Tamla sits here at WRGN. Thanks for Jim Messier coming in the last hour on this freezing cold morning. I really thank him for talking about the movie theaters of downtown Racine. Had a good time with that. All right, it's Martin Luther King Jr. Day today. Sunshine with a high near 5, partly cloudy, lows minus 9 tonight. That's not a wind chill, that's a temperature. Sunny with a chance of snow tomorrow and a high near 3. Right now it's sunny, minus 3, right here at Radio Park. So when's the best day of the week to take a mental health day? The answer is any day you need to, but in general, Wednesdays is not the best. Most people think it is because it breaks up the week. But a lot of people end up wind up stressing out because they have to go back on a Thursday. So the best day, today, Monday, or Fridays might be better too. But not in the middle of the week like you might think. And take 10, local news, timeless hits all day long right here at WRJN with Tommy James and the Shondells.
Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. There she was, just walking down the street singing. Popping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked fine, and I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Holding my hand just as natural as can be singing. We walked on, to my door. So I
it together nearly every single day, singing.
Manfred Mann, do what did he did he dumb did he do? What great lyrics. That's quarter past eight at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits. Hey, the new year brings a great lineup of downtown Racine events, from fun icy winter fun to all the thrills of spring and summer. The lineup of events is on their website and RacineDowntown.com. That's RacineDowntown.com. Or the next time you're on our website, click on the link. You'll find it at WRJN.com, too. Everything's happening downtown. A lot of fun events coming up. Be part of them. All right. You know, you're more likely to get hurt at work on a Monday today more than any other day of the week. Fridays have the fewest injuries. Now, a lot of people have off today because of the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. But watch out for next Monday. All right. Hey, let's check showbiz news. You got the beat here with Peter.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. What happens in Vegas might stay in Vegas, at least for a little while, like country music artist Kenny Chesney, who will have a residency at the Sphere, which Chesney says is a whole new way of rocking fans. Previous residencies at the Sphere include U2, Fish, and the Eagles. Chesney said he agreed to the gig after seeing a U2 concert film at the venue, saying the experience was all-consuming. Chesney will perform at the Sphere this coming May 22nd through June 14th. For fans of the show Severance, the waiting is over. Season 2 finally premiered last Thursday night on Apple TV after a three-year wait. The sci-fi thriller has a stellar cast, which includes Britt Lower, Patricia Arquette, John Turturro, and Christopher Walken. New episodes drop on Apple TV on Thursday nights at 2 a.m. Central Time. Set your alarm or get the coffee going, folks. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Flowers fade, chocolates melt, but jewelry? Jewelry lasts forever.
This Valentine's Day, give a gift that stands the test of time, just like your love. For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been helping Racine celebrate life's most cherished moments.
From gemstone pendants to diamond earrings, these pieces are more than gifts. They're heirlooms in the making.
Use the code RD20 at RasmussenDiamonds.com to receive 20% off your gift.
Rasmussen Diamonds, Racine's jeweler since 1900.
When you're in the thick of a project, Harbor Freight is the place that always comes in handy. Whether you're picking up something for your pickup truck or a power tool for your project, at Harbor Freight, your dollar always goes further. And these days, when everything seems to cost more, you can take pride in knowing that you get hard-working tools at hard-working prices. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
Hospice Alliance is the number one choice for patients facing end of life and empowering those who support them. Hospice Alliance provides comfort and dignity to enhance the quality of life each day. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, go to hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking about why, if you've got savings, you need a high-yield savings account. High-yield just means high interest, you know, the money the bank pays you for keeping your money with them. You will probably find the highest-yield savings accounts at an online bank. Just go on and Google and do some research and figure out who's offering the highest rates right now. Now, lately, it's been between 4 and 5%. That is your savings earning real interest. And okay, figuring out all the details of opening a new bank account can be very annoying, but I bet you can probably get one going in less than an hour. So give yourself 60 minutes and get it done. I've done it. You'll thank yourself when you see your money making money for doing nothing. For more everyday money help, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
With local news and now timeless hits, WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
Shout. It's 8:23, local news and timeless hits. It's going to be sunny today on this Martin Luther King Jr. Day with a high near 5. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows minus 9, which is 45 degrees last week. Sunny with a chance of snow tomorrow and a high near 3 right now. Sunny, minus 3 right here at Radio Park. Hey, you've been waiting for details on how to win Herman's Hermits and Association tickets. So here's the deal. Dan Marcus had a great conversation with Peter Noon, one of Herman's Hermits. And next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, a week from tomorrow, he'll play a segment each day about 10:45 in the morning. Remember what you heard, because later in the day at around 3:45-ish, Kurt Vollman will ask you a question about the topic of that earlier interview. The first person to call in and recall the highlights will win tickets to see Herman's Hermits and the Association. Complete details and rules are available on our website, WRJN.com. And speaking about one of those groups you might be seeing, here come the Association. It's 8:24, local news, timeless hits, 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha, 1400 everywhere.
When big desire is the fire in the eyes of chicks, whose sickness is the game. she wanna set him free and let him see reality from where she got a name. And will they struggle much until they touch her to the touch of her? Will make them at the same. When we let out, show out to lunch. Now my empty cup is as sweet as the punch.
Music explosion. Local news. Timeless hits at WRJN. It's 8:29. It's cold out there. Sunny. -3. You figure the sun would heat things up a little bit, but it's not. This got this from the archives. There's a restaurant that was in Los Angeles serving chocolate fried chicken. Now, really, it was just, it won't be fried chicken dipped in chocolate. The chocolate was mixed into the batter, so it tasted like chocolate chicken. But it's worth the guy behind it started the popular gourmet burger chain. The chocolate chicken never took off. But you know what? I'm thinking when I read that, when I was putting this together, that's not bad. Chocolate chicken. I wouldn't mind that at the summer barbecue. It's 8:29, local news, timeless hits. Let's see what's going on. Here's Stuart with the news.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. With the MLK holiday, most government buildings would normally be closed. However, the danger of a deep chill has some of them running as warming centers today. The National Weather Service has what they call a cold weather advisory in effect, The deep freeze is likely to continue through Wednesday, and even colder temperatures could impact things tomorrow. You should check on family and neighbors that could be susceptible to the cold. To find a warming center near you, call 211. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. A bomb threat at the Racine County Jail Friday led to the quick arrest of a 29-year-old Racine woman. The suspect allegedly told a Racine County employee that she had placed a bomb at the facility. A bomb squad from Kenosha County was called in. They helped to figure out that there was no bomb or explosive device. The identity of the woman and the reason why she made the threat still isn't known. A 17-year-old from Kenosha is free after a judge dismissed all charges in a sexual assault case. The teen was arrested earlier last year, with the case gaining attention due to a rare decision by the judge to overturn a jury's guilty verdict. Jurors came forward in November after the trial, citing concerns about jury deliberations and new evidence. And a Racine County school district may also ask for more money. Racine Unified and Kenosha Unified are preparing for referendums to appear on upcoming ballots. This week, the Raymond School Board will consider putting forward a $2.25 million ask, seeking funds to address staffing costs and other needs. Raymond School District voters said no to a larger request back in November. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It is going to be partly cloudy today, our high right around 6 above, but that wind chill will be pushing minus 15 to minus 25 here for a good chunk of the day today. Tonight, some flurries down to 9 below with a wind chill to minus 30. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 3 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 2 below zero.
My wife got food poisoning. That is the accurate reaction to that piece of news. We're at the rehearsal dinner. It's a wonderful night, but my wife does not look well. And I say, what's wrong? And she said, I think I have food poisoning. And so then I did something called mansplaining. And so I said to my wife, you do not have food poisoning. What you have is something called the wedding jitters. And the next morning I called her and I said, how are you feeling? And she said, I'm at the emergency room because I have food poisoning. So I'm driving to the hospital morning of my wedding, and I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, I hope she doesn't die for two reasons. One, I love her more than anything in the world. I cannot imagine living another day without her. Two, I couldn't help but think, if your wife dies of any kind of poisoning, morning of the wedding, you're gonna be a suspect. And even once they clear you, that's a real shadow for the rest of your dating life. Were you ever married? Almost died morning of poison. Anyway, can I make you another drink?
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Somebody to lean on. Please. just might have a problem that you'll understand. We all need somebody to lean on. If there is a load you have to bear that you can't carry, I'm right up the road. I'll share your load if you just call me. Call me if you need a friend.
Last, you know, minute of the song, just that, they stretch it out to 4 minutes with Call Me. Lean on me, Bill Withers, local news, timeless hit to WRJN on this Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Plenty of sunshine with a high near 5, partly cloudy, lows minus 9 tonight. Tomorrow's sunny with a chance of snow and a high near 3. I don't think we're talking about a lot because I have no accumulation figures here. So just probably a dusting, if anything. Sunny, minus 2 right now here at Radio Park. So what back in my day story, ever people say, well, back in my day, what back in my day story will you tell your grandkids in 50 years? Well, some of the most popular candidates are stories that have to do with dial-up internet, going to the video store if you wanted to watch a movie, looking up directions on a paper map before you left the house, my goodness, and having radio stations actually play 45 RPM records. I added that one in there, but still, you know. When I first got started, I used to play this on a 45 RPM. Here comes Needle and Pins, The Searchers.
I saw her today. I saw her face. Was a face I loved. And I knew I had to run away. Get down on my knees and pray to me. That way to go away. Still let me get in love. Needles and pins. Because of all my pride. I'm
Jumpin' Jack Flash, The Stones, local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. On this Martin Luther King Jr. Day, we're expecting sunshine. It's not going to help much. Highs near 5. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows minus 9. Although I can't tell the difference between minus 9 and minus 4 when I woke up this morning. Tomorrow, sunny, chance of snow, highs near 3. Right now, it's sunny and minus 2 here at Radio Park. Well, here's some news to start your day off. A study found every room in your house is infested with bugs. Researchers studied 554 rooms in 50 different houses and said there were insects in all but 5 of those rooms. They're mostly harmless, and the most common ones are cobweb spiders and carpet beetles. So tonight when you go to bed, don't let the you-know-what bite. I'm not going to say it, but you know what I'm talking about, right? You know the rest of that rhyme. Sleep tight. Don't let the... you remember, right? It's 8:45, local news, Timeless Hits at WRJN. Clark 5, because local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN on this Martin Luther King Jr. Day. We've got sunshine for you with a high near 5, partly cloudy, lows minus 9 tonight. Sunshine, chance of snow tomorrow with a high near 3. Right now it's sunny, still minus 2 here at Radio Park. Well, I got something here. I was debating whether to give it to you or not, but I will now. Here's one reason everybody's rounder than they used to be. I didn't want to start off with that. We're less likely to do the three-square meal thing anymore, most likely to snack all day. 69% of Americans say they now prefer snacking throughout the day instead of eating a full meal. But we know it's not good for us. Two-thirds of people say they feel guilty about it, but they still do it. I do it. I don't feel guilty about it, though. I just snack a lot during the day.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving
needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Humor, heart, and the headaches of family are all part of Over the River and Through the Woods, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Nick visits his four grandparents every Sunday for dinner. He's exasperated by their constant nagging, ridiculous conversations, and an endless supply of food. But hey, they're family. When he announces his plan to move for a promotion, his grandparents scheme up a hilarious combination of events to keep him from leaving in a funny and touching story. Tickets and info at racinetheater.org.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Sugar and spice, I feel nice. Sugar and spice, so nice, so nice. I got you.
So good, but I got you.
I gotta play that Eddie Murphy bit one of these days where he imitates James Brown. It's really good. I got you, James Brown, local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. And you know, you can't say you didn't see it coming. But just like every year, Valentine's Day is on the way, and WRJN is putting together a prize package of timeless gifts to go along with our timeless hits. Details on the romantic prizes and how to win next week right here at WRJN. Details will also be online at WRJN.com. But that's next week. But right now, I've got some annoying good news for you. This is really annoying. A guy in Pennsylvania hit the lottery for $1 million. It's the fourth time he's done it. He also won $100,000 in 1999, $3 million in 2016, another $500,000 last year, and just won another $1 million. That is annoying, isn't it? Don't you hate when people win and it's not you? It's 8:54. We've got sunshine -2 right now here at Radio Park.
Don't know what it is that makes me love you so.
And timeless hits, WRJN.
Thank you.
Birds of the Pappas, I Saw Her Again. It's 9 o'clock at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits. And finally this morning, this is, be happy. Was this the, yeah, this was the New York subway story. I don't know if you heard about this. Be happy you don't take public transportation in New York. This is kind of drastic sounding. The MTA is trying to crank down on fare evasion. In other words, people who skip paying to get on the subway.